It's 8:35 a.m. here in Saudi Arabia, and South have indicated that the South African Hajjaj are in the camp. Alhamdulillah. The buses started to arrive early this morning, and I think a few minutes ago, the last South African Hajjaj arrived in the tent. Many of them opted to do the walk from Azizia to Mina. It's not a very long walk as compared to, say, tomorrow between Mina and Arafah. So they arrived even earlier. Breakfast packs have been arranged. People are snacking. They're going to now go and get a bit of a rest. And before they realize, it will be time of Dhuhr Salah. The Hujjaj are here now, we know, for five Salah. The Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha and Fajr tomorrow before they on the move once again. And that is to the plains of Arafah for the pinnacle of the Hajj.
Brother Naveen, in terms of the overall movement of people, which in and of itself is a marvel of the Hajj, and it's really fascinating to see how not only the authorities, but how people are able to move around in such a small geographical location within a short space of time. That being said, what can we then expect in terms of the overall logistics for not only the South African Hujjaj, but the Hujjaj globally?
Well, tomorrow's the big day, right? Because every Haji has to be in Arafah. And not every Haji comes to Mina, and even those who come to Mina are not here at the same time. Many will still arrive in the afternoon, in the evening, from other countries, other nationalities. Many of the locals don't even come to Mina. They come straight to Arafah on the 9th. But tomorrow, once Dhuhr sets in after Zawal, everyone who's performing Hajj has to be on the plains of Arafah. And when the sun sets, that's when you really see the peak of the logistics and the movement of Hajj. Because now, if, for example, 1.5 million people have performed Hajj, 1.5 million people on the plains of Arafah, each one of them now has to move from Arafah to Muzdalifah. From Muzdalifah, again, the movement is kind of staggered. You get those who leave after midnight, you get those who would leave after Fajr. But between Arafah, you know, departure from Arafah is when logistics will be at its peak.
Well, Nana, what's the overall, feeling of the Hujjaj that you're interacting with and have been interacting with on the camps there in Mina thus far?
Excitement laced with a bit of nervousness. They've been to the camps, many of them, as part of the orientation. They know what it looks like. They now hear physically. I think it's about just trying to adjust and fit in. It's a very different setting. Some sacrifice has to be made. Space is a bit tight. But at the same time, I mean, excited that the Hajj has now commenced. I mean, they've worked towards this for a lifetime. They've been waiting for weeks. Many have been here for over a month now in terms of the Holy Land. And they're just, I suppose, very glad now that it's actually officially started. Now it's all hope and inshallah, positivity that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make it easy, and Allah will accept the Hajj, and Allah will forgive the sins, and Allah will accept the supplications, and Allah will take us from here transformed for the better forever, inshallah.
I mean, Maulana, we will wrap it up there for now. Shukran so much for making time for us, inshallah. The South Africans that have that remain behind, we continue to make dua for you and all the rest of the Hujjaj that are on Mina as you prepare for the big day tomorrow, inshallah. And hopefully we'll get another update. We'll catch up from you soon. Shukran so much for now. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Inshallah.